Hello, this is the third section of Healing the Self, Healing the Mother. We will start this session with healing the areas of our third chakra. Our third chakra rules our power within. However, if we have not yet gained our power within, we will find ourselves in situations where others have power over us, or we will find a need to gain power over others. The third chakra also rules all of our digestive tract, our stomach, our pancreas, all of that. It does not rule our bowels and the release of what we have already digested, which is the second chakra. The third chakra is our ability to digest and integrate the information that comes into us. And just as we need to be discerning about the food that we put into our digestion, we also need to be discerning about the psychic energy that enters into our third chakra. Our third chakra is the last of the three lower chakras. The three lower chakras: one, being grounded, finding your inner warrior; two, your emotions, your family. Both one and two have to do with sexuality and sensuality. Two has a lot to do with your emotions. The third chakra has a lot to do with your intellect and your thinking. The third chakra resonates to the color of yellow. And often you will see people with a lot of yellow in their auras. These people are ones that are very intellectual, and they are ruling their life through their intellect, and perhaps are not allowing enough attention to be given to their emotions and to their higher inspiration. The third chakra is the spleen, and the spleen is our inner sun. It is a chakra that is meant to resonate out into the world, to resonate our inner light out into the world, to resonate our thoughts out into the world, and to resonate our power. It is not a chakra that is meant to bring in energy. Therefore, we must be careful that we do not pick up psychic senses through our third chakra, for the resonance is still low enough that dissonant, fear-based thoughts or intentions of others could enter into that chakra. Therefore, we need to create a firewall for that chakra. That firewall is our own inner power, the radiation of our power within. Many people are not able to understand the concept of power within. What that means is that within ourselves, we have the great power of wisdom and love. And within our power, we need to balance wisdom, power, and love. If wisdom, power, and love are not balanced, then it can go astray. Our firewall falls down because our emanation of power is not tempered with the love that we have for ourselves and for others. Our power then would not be tempered by the great wisdom of how to use our power in the world. So we will take a moment and first focusing on the area just below your rib cage and down into your navel of your third chakra. Take a long moment and allow yourself to connect with your own inner wisdom. You know that it is there. You may see this inner wisdom as an instinct or an idea or a picture or an image or a memory. All of this is true. For within the third chakra, our wisdom is grounded within our physical reality. Therefore, we may not be able to differentiate it from our own thoughts, our own ideas, which of course it is. But to find our inner power, we must know that if we feel it within ourselves, it is ours. If we connect with a higher being within ourselves, then we have done it within. This higher being is in the oneness of ourself. Take a long moment now and feel the love. Feel how you love yourself. And if there are areas of your life that you do not love, take a moment now to see that area and to embrace it unconditionally. Embrace it and allow yourself to realize that we are all growing, we are all learning. None of us are perfect. We all have flaws. The key to healing our flaws is to love ourselves unconditionally, exactly the way we are. When we love people, including ourselves, for the way they are encouraged to change and grow. That is the ultimate wisdom of love, and that is how we empower ourselves and empower others. So take a moment now and look into your awareness to find a situation where you felt that another had power over you. Fortunately, you may have to go back a ways to find that time, and maybe it just happened yesterday. As you go into that experience, feel how it felt. Feel how it felt to allow another to have power over you, whether they were telling you to do something, making you do something, making you feel something, or if you felt that there was a form of psychic attack. In all of those cases, your response is the same. That response is to find your own inner sun. Your own inner sun is just below your rib cage, a bit to the left, within your solar plexus. Now let's take a moment and take a journey into our own inner sun. You see that inner sun, and at first it may seem as though it is far away. Or you may feel that you are right there next to it, knocking on the door, or even within it. Whatever the case may be, allow that sun to beam stronger and stronger and brighter and brighter. So whether you feel as though you are far away or right there at the door, that inner sun embraces you. The emanation of that inner sun is your firewall. The emanation of your own inner power, your own inner wisdom, your own inner spiritual love. It is that emanation that protects you from any outside influence that would be uncomfortable or to create fear. As you see that sun beaming brighter and brighter, allow it to engulf you completely. As that sun engulfs you, you see before you a golden path. Step upon that golden path. As you slowly walk the path, you see that it winds to the right and winds to the left and appears to go down into the depths of that which you are not comfortable facing. But as you have done so, the path leads up in a comfortable manner to the height of your own inner power. Take a moment now and remember, imagine, see a picture of, create a scenario in which you are fully living your inner power. Feel how you are standing strong and tall so that your third chakra is stretched, strong, open, revealing, exuding the power of your own inner multidimensional self, of your own inner light body. See yourself doing whatever it is that is a representation of your living your inner power. Feel your wisdom of how you are careful to share your power in a manner in which it is not abrasive or creating fear in others. For as you may have learned at some point in your own life, if you are afraid of your own power, then others' powers will be fearful to you as well. Now, most important of all, feel the inner love that you have for yourself unconditionally. Feel how you unconditionally love yourself. Perhaps you can't do it in every area of your life yet, but think of the areas within yourself and within your life that you love unconditionally. And as you put the unconditional love into the mix of your radiating power, you see it amplify, amplify, amplify greater and greater, until you are your own inner sun. And now, allow this path to take you to a place on Gaia's beautiful body, which you feel a need to heal, which you feel a need to protect. Go to that area and walk through that area with your inner power, with your blazing third chakra. And as you walk through the area, give blessings to all. If it's on the water, then you would swim through the area, or you would be on a boat through the area, or walk along the river. Whatever place on God's green earth, whatever place on Gaia's body, you feel an intention, a desire to heal. You may find that there are many. In your imagination, feel yourself walking through these areas. And as your great inner power caresses Gaia, you feel her thanksgiving. You feel her thanking you for sharing your own power, your own healing force with her to assist her in healing herself. Now, imagine yourself in your everyday life. Mundane tasks, driving in traffic, getting the kids ready for school, doing the dishes, paying the bills, in all of these areas, feel your inner power. Feel your inner power as it radiates. Feel the wisdom that moves with this inner power. And feel, most important, the unconditional love that intermingles with your power. Blessings be. Blessings be on the powerful being that you are right now and right here.